Bannering made a comeback this past weekend in the new movie, The Hulk.
It was like a dream.
About what?
Rage. Power. And freedom.
The Hulk opened on Friday to reviews that largely ranged from tepid to outright hostile, but audiences were not deterred. The movie sold the most tickets ever for a June release and raked in more than $62 million. So are the critics writing in vain? We put the question to NPR's Bob Mondello and Entertainment Tonight critic Leonard Maltin. Maltin says reviews are no match for the marketing muscle behind The Hulk.
It's one of what I call the predestined hits. These movies come along now on an increasingly regular basis that are not so much movies as marketing machines. And they have succeeded in brainwashing the great American public into believing, for better or worse, that if they don't show up that first weekend to see this new event, they're somehow out of the loop. And so that goes so far beyond not only the purview of a critic, it goes beyond the merit system of whether you're going to see a movie because it's good or not. Or even that you've heard it's good or not. You're going because you feel you ought to go.
But since the marketing juggernaut is so massive now with the tie-ins and the scorched earth campaigns, not to mention the stealth marketing on the web, Bob, do you feel like your voices are drowned out in some way? How do you compete with that?
Well, the people who are going to the Hulk are not people who would be likely to listen to critics anyway. My guess is it tends to be teenage boys for the most part. I'm not expecting them to be listening to me, and I'm especially not expecting them to listen to me when I'm saying something that goes against all of the neat stuff they've seen. I mean, they've seen it flash and look like a video game on TV. That's what they're going for, and my babbling about it one way or the other isn't going to affect them very much.
It does raise the question, do critics still matter right now? Leonard?
They matter to some, they've always mattered to some people. And as Bob indicated before, there's always that sector of the public that does turn to a critic, and also they may enjoy simply listening to or reading that critic. I mean, when I read a review, I want to read it for good language, good writing, thoughtful comments on a film that I've already seen. So I'm not looking to that critic for an opinion. I'm looking for, you know, a good essay.
That's exactly right. The least interesting thing you do as a critic, the absolutely least interesting thing you do is to say good or bad. The thumbs up or thumbs down thing is absolutely, who cares? What's interesting about criticism is analyzing what a director is doing, how an actor is making something work. So that's one of the frustrations about seeing all these summer pictures in a row is that after a while you're sort of throwing up your hands and trying to think of another way to say things explode, because that's essentially what you have to say about summer movies.
As critics, it must be very satisfying to find a gem, to find a film and
we live for.
And help bring people to that film who might not have otherwise found it. But Bob, do you find that it's much harder to help people save that $8, you know, to prevent them from going to the box office and handing over $8 when you just know that they're going to leave with an unsatisfying
feeling? I really don't feel that it's my job to keep people away from movies that they want to see. And my theory about this, if I can use a theatrical example, I hated Cats on stage. I just loathed them. And yet, you look at all the kids going to see Cats, and they're obviously loving it, and you figure, well, maybe if they had a good time at Cats, they're going to come back later and see Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So it all makes it worthwhile. If people learn more about movies because they see bad ones too and start to discriminate, that's all to the good. But it's not my job to keep people away from stuff I don't like. It's my job to get them to go to the good stuff.
Bob, when you've got a predetermined hit, as Leonard called it, coming down the pike, and you know it's going to be supported by a huge wave of marketing, how do you approach a film like that? Is that a challenge for you? Is it something that you'd almost rather not do because it's going to have a huge box office receipts, whether or not, you know, no matter what anyone says about
it? Well, I kind of have the advantage that I know that nobody's really going to listen to me, so I can just sort of riff on it. I try to be descriptive about what's up there, and, you know, you just, rather than being prescriptive about whether people should go, because I know they're going to, I just try to describe it. And if it's goofy enough, then I feel that the people will have been forewarned.
Leonard?
I still review the film as I would any other film. I will admit that sometimes I feel I do have to counter some of the hype, but only in the context of saying whether I think the film is any good or not. Just as simple as that.
All right. Leonard Maltin, Bob Mondello, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure, too.
Leonard Maltin is film critic for Entertainment Tonight and the syndicated show Hot Ticket. NPR's Bob Mondello is film critic for All Things Considered.